The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Dear producer, thank you. I do not feel jealous a morning blend this morning. I am loving this Christmas music. And so I have to say to everybody who is looking for Christmas, Bahamian Christmas music to play public spaces, official Christmas parties, seasonal events, right? Like, I feel like you could celebrate Kwanzaa and still play some Bahamian Rake and Scrape Christmas music in the background. I just say, and I think it's culturally acceptable, right? Yeah. And I'm going to test out a lot of theories today because I have a number of staff members from the Division of Cultural Affairs. In fact, I'm hoping they could take 3 minutes to play the How Bahamian Are You game show. Happy Holidays edition. Because why? Because I have the cultural experts in the room. And I keep insisting that the wrong answer is Johnny Bread.
Why?
That's the only wrong answer in the game. But, I mean, y'all are here now and you may correct me.
You don't like Johnny Bread?
No, I didn't say I didn't like it.
It's called Johnny Cake.
Oh, that's what I was wondering. That's why.
That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to talk about bread, then we have to talk about Journey Bread.
Journey Bread.
Yes. Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And then there's a variety of Journey Breads. Like, there's Johnny Cake that you have to dip in your hot tea, mm-hmm. let it soften up, or in your sauce and
that
let it soften
like
up.
Someone don't know how to make it.
No, but I mean, that's for the journey.
Oh.
See, we don't know about that. That's for that. Did you know it could take you 4 days to get to Meguana from Nassau on a mailboat?
What?
That's what that journey bread is
correct.
For.
Correct, mm-hmm. correct.
And then further south in the Caribbean, they have bami, which is cassava bread.
Cassava, yes.
And they fry that.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
then
they Jamaican
right,
as well.
And,
they
yeah.
have it in Jamaica.
And then it dries up. And then when you're ready, you cut a piece and you soak it in water.
But what we haven't heard about for a while is the turnover bread.
Tell us about that.
See why I have to have you all on my show. See, because this is a whole other question. Turnover bread or Johnny Bread? Mm-hmm. Johnny Bread, you have been revived. You could now enter the game. But let me introduce my guests. In fact, I'm going to let my guests in studio introduce themselves. Now, the only rule with this conversation is you have to speak directly into the mic. That's it. And starting to my left.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Portia Sands. I serve as the Assistant Director of Culture in the Division of Cultural Affairs.
Awesome.
Good morning, everyone. I am a cultural officer right at the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, the greatest ministry of all, and the greatest department, which is the Department of Culture. I am the cultural officer, and I also help along with music.
Awesome.
Good morning, everyone. I am Moya Thompson. I'm on time today. I am the Cultural Affairs Officer with responsibility for film at the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture Division of Cultural Affairs.
Awesome. So December is National Cultural Heritage Month. And this year's theme is celebrating ourselves culturally united. And there's been, in fact, I think this month may be the fullest month of activities. Like, I don't know if I've seen a month with so many things to do in it. The calendar was almost every single day there was something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lovely blend of youth and full family mm-hmm. activities, and then a lovely blend of secular mm-hmm. and religious events and activities, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And I love that for the theme.
Mm-hmm.
It's both like we could do all of these things together
mm-hmm.
and then we get things like separate you may want to do by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. It's a great way to experience cultural diversity and how we bring these cultures together, find a common denominator.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to mention one of these activities very quickly. Mm-hmm. It was a live DJ show that impressed me, the live DJ show Religious Edition. And then coming up, I think, on the 29th mm-hmm. is a live DJ show edition, right? And I thought, as a human rights advocate, as a, I like to call myself a cultural advocate, mm-hmm. it was great to see that. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely great to see that.
Because the goal of the month, too, is to really encompass everyone. We want everyone to be included in culture. We want everyone to be excited about culture mm-hmm. and to be interested in the things that we're doing. You know, for a long time, people have been saying culture ain't really doing nothing. So we are showing them that, hey, we are presenting the, we have all of the events, we have lots of ideas, and we want to try to get those to the community. And it's not just the secular community. We also want to, you know, reach out to the gospel community, because gospel is a big part of our culture as well.
Oh, without
you
know, listen,
without a doubt.
Absolutely. you can't deny it. You can't deny the impact of religion on music, impact of religion on the dance community, the impact of religion on fashion, even. Mm-hmm. It would be ridiculous of us to say we have to have a religionless.
Absolutely.
So. One of the things I enjoy so much, I used to teach in Andros, mm-hmm. and the Church of God of Prophecy in Kongsound, Andros, continues a practice called rushing mm-hmm. in the mm-hmm. church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After it's usually either after watch night service or it's after special service, they mm-hmm. rush. To gospel music.
Yeah.
The band plays in the church and they go round and round.
Let me ask you a question. The Pratt sisters, they from Kongsound, Andros,
correct.
Right?
Look here. Yes, that's them. Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of them.
So just this week, I saw like a question online, small conversation. Somebody was saying, hey, I need Bahamian music for a cultural event, and I don't know where to go to find it. I could be honest with you. The Pratt family, Pratt yes. brothers and sisters from yes. Kongsound, yes. I'm going to need y'all to get to Nassau and press one album or one CD that we could put online with good quality. Because I found a small clip of just the Pratt at one of the union halls.
Yes.
At one of those events, right?
Yes.
And let me tell you, so the quality wasn't the best, but the crowd, you just need to listen to the audience to know that they were enjoying this performance. And so, as a part, I try to push this on y'all, I charging y'all to do y'all endeavor best. So let's create a space where, like a database for local music, and let's help artists to get their music in a format that I could play on the radio, or that somebody at home could make a playlist, right? Because the way we push this, like I just went to a karaoke party, apologized to my friend's neighbors, because my friend is a professional singer and I am not. But imagine it, like if we had had a catalog of Bahamian songs for karaoke.
Yeah.
Like that's how you
beautiful
push the culture. Most importantly, that's how you get little children mm-hmm. to
yes.
know the words.
Yeah.
Of the songs and get familiar with the songs, because we was karaoke and
that's a good suggestion.
It's an yes. excellent idea. Mm-hmm. So Anya, that's something that you need to start looking into. But we are currently working on a proposal for UNESCO
mm-hmm.
That deals with intangible cultural heritage, and that includes our music. One of the things, we look at the tangibles and we celebrate the tangibles, but we don't realize that we're losing the intangibles
mm-hmm.
because our elders are dying out.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking the recipes with them.
And yes.
I said even last night, my grandmother used to make peppermint candy.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in the family has that recipe.
Wow. Right.
She used the peppermint leaves and she used to make peppermint candy. Wow. So recipes, we're losing recipes. And so when you talk about the music,
yeah,
that's a part of something that we have to secure as well.
Mm. Right. And so we make a couple of candies and we do peppermint every once in a while. But the truth is people think this is an American thing that we're doing. Right? Like we doing something fancy that we've seen them do in America versus no, we doing something fancy
yes.
that your grandma used to do.
Yeah. That's correct.
After she, and this is the best part, after she sent you back to Nassau.
That's right.
So she could get back to her gallivanting and doing the thing she loved to do, right?
Yes.
And that's a part of the cultural heritage as well, and those stories. In fact, I threw in another idea out there. I want to do a show with a series on air and off air. What is your independent story, right? Where people tell the story that
they
sort
remember
of
remember from when independence happened,
and that links them, right? So a story that may have been told, mm-hmm. or like, look here, you know, my uncle.
I have two beautiful aunts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a storyteller. Forgive me.
No,
I have two beautiful aunts.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Sheila Adderley. She just retired from our ministry. She remembered as a little girl participating in that first independence celebration.
Mm-hmm.
She was a part of some troop that marched on the field and did some kind of performance.
Mm-hmm.
And her story is so moving. When she tells it, even after all of these years, she cries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I have a neighbor who was born around independence. And back then, they would name the child. The prince was in town, well, now the king.
Yeah.
He was in town, and he named the first girl child and the first male child born on independence.
Mm-hmm.
And her middle name is Bahama. And we were foolish children. We used to tease her when we were small. Maria Bahama Hall. That was a joke.
Yeah.
But it's something to celebrate now. He's the king.
Mm-hmm.
The king named her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are two beautiful independent stories.
Wow. And for like for an anti-imperialist, anti-capitalist advocate like myself, when we having these conversations, I try to remind people, like I have to remind myself about the lived experiences of people. And that's why it's important to hear your story. Because
yes.
I may not, see, King Charles is my cousin, you know. I mean, I don't know if you all know Corinne Mitchell from the Fort Hill. But that's what she did tell me. King Charles is my cousin. And so me and him, we could row. But I can't let my row with him get in between me and other Bahamians.
Yes.
And it's their lived experiences that should be most important to put people over principles, right?
Yes.
And in that space where we begin to understand why this moment or this cultural thing has become a part of somebody's identity, then we understand why that thing or how that thing could also be important to the collective. And then we're more committed to preserving it, not for ourselves, but for something larger than ourselves.
Yes.
Now, we had somebody that sneak in the room, and before they introduce themselves, because they were late, they have to answer the first question from the How Bahamian Are You game show. And then you introduce yourself, then we're going to go into the list of activities and what to look forward to. Are you ready for this, madam?
Ready.
Real tree or plastic tree?
Real tree.
Why?
Real tree.
Real tree, why?
You ain't scared of lizard?
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's my number one reason for not having a real tree is lizard.
Mm-mm. Real tree because really? Of this.
I never heard that.
You ain't never accidentally find one a pine tree lizard in your house?
Mm-mm. No.
Real tree. I had a lizard jump out at me. From a real Christmas tree one time. And I don't really tell the story, but that's, I committed. I'll choose fake tree more than not, often than not.
The scent of the real tree is good
mm-hmm.
for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the plastic tree.
I have a plastic tree, but I prefer a real tree. Because I just cannot, them real trees are expensive.
Yeah.
But the smell is, it's
it creates
really nice.
A lot of dirt, but that's a part of it.
Yeah.
Right. New Christmas tradition. If you get at the end of the season, you should break it down and then have a grill, right? So we do the 12 days of Christmas, and then the last day is the 6th, right, of January. I think that's Epiphany.
Yes. Yes.
So you count from Christmas, 12 days, to Epiphany, I think, or, well, Ascension maybe, but the 6th of January. And then the rule is, the etiquette is that you're supposed to take down your Christmas tree after the 12th day. I know a lot of us be like, you know how much money I pay for these decorations?
Right.
Yes, yeah. Interior design. Right? And that's why the plastic tree is better as well. I'm not compelled to take down my plastic tree. The real tree have
right.
a shelf life. What if we break down our trees and then we have a grill out, right? So all the communities, we break down that wood to grill with, right?
Nice.
And then we have a community grill out. And I think that may be a nice...
That's a great idea.
I tell MPs, like the MP constituency teams maybe could lead that initiative. Create a new Christmas tradition. Mm-hmm. something to add to this long list of things that you guys have had planned for us for the month of December. And so I know there were activities in Long Island.
She'd still love to introduce herself.
Oh, yes. Madam, please introduce
me. Erin. Good morning, Bahamas. 96.9 FM. My name is Therese. Happy to be here.
Producer, I need some claps. I need some claps. Listen.
Happy to be here. Happy to be here. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you for joining me today.
Good to be here with my wonderful colleagues and yourself.
Absolutely. I'm only mad at you for one thing.
What's that now?
Why you didn't come here to tell us about Judge Daisy? Everybody know Judge Judy, but look here, I'm waiting to see you adjudicate some people.
Well, they're going to claps. Well, we adjudicated. Thanks to the ministry, I just want to say that Sunday night. At the Edmund Moxie Center, we had Daisy up on the big screen, on the silver screen. Mm-hmm. And the show is called Judge Daisy, similar to Judge Judy. We recorded it last year during this same time. And so what we've decided to do now that we have this package is take it from community to community. So far we've been in the Kwaku Street area. Mm-hmm. We partnered with Shekinah Kingdom Ministries in their sanctuary. And then on Sunday night, we partnered with Mrs. Strawn from the Edmund Moxie Center. Mm-hmm. and invited the community to come out. So definitely when we do it, sponsored by the ministry, when we do it again, we'll make sure to let you know. So we do plan to go to Fox Hill and Adelaide. So if persons are interested in seeing it, you know, call me at the ministry and say, hey, bring it to our community. Mm-hmm. And we'll be happy to come.
St. Anne's constituency, when you hear them say Fox Hill, that's us too.
Yes.
They mean us too, okay? Yes. So put up your hand and let people know. When you hear the word, let people know. There's going to be, I want to see you rouse somebody in the courtroom and tell them, shut up.
Right.
Anyway, let's start. Well, one of the things that stuck out to me was the annual National Junkanoo Legends Circle Induction Ceremony. Is that a staple part of the month of events?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
All right. And who was inducted this year? Anybody from the Spirit, the greatest scrap group in the history of Junkanoo, white people in the whole world? I just checking.
There were actually 23 inductees.
Wow.
Yes. And quite honestly, because there were so many, I can't even recall all of the names. Yeah. But I know for a fact I want to send a shout out to one of our employees, Elvin Hanna. Mm-hmm. He was one of the inductees this year. And so we celebrated with him.
Absolutely.
Yes, it was wonderful.
Yes, and I'm sure a great time after the hiatus caused by the pandemic.
Yeah. Correct.
Absolutely. Correct. What is Bahamian Dialogues?
Bahamian Dialogues is something that we came up with in our department to really discuss all the different factions of culture. Uh-huh. So we go in from dance to music to things like film to makeup artistry to literary writers. I mean, we've basically covered everything. I mean, even praise and worship, mm-hmm. we've covered. Just to have conversations with persons in those industries to talk about, you know, how we can enhance that industry. For example, I stepped in the one for storytellers
last night.
And I mean, it was so informative just getting an understanding of, you know, it's so much jobs out there that as Bahamians we can do that mm-hmm. we don't even realize that we can do. Mm-hmm. And people are out there doing it. And it's just that they need that support so that they can do it for a living. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of having a million different jobs and still trying to do what it is they love.
Absolutely. And one of the questions I wanted to ask was, how do I be the vision of cultural affairs? Like, what do I need to focus on academically and otherwise to work in culture professionally in the Bahamas?
In the division, we look for persons with not only academic qualifications in the arts, but also experience in the arts. In our division, every officer is a cultural artisan. Every single one of us is a practitioner, right? Mm-hmm. in various genres. And so we have Moya for film, we have Therese for theater, we have Anya as a musician, myself as a writer and a storyteller. And so in order to become a part of this wonderful unit, you need to have your academics and your experience in mm-hmm. the arts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been telling these people, I waken on some. Everywhere I go, I tell jokes. Some corny, most corny. but I do improv. That's where I met Moya. Mm-hmm. Moya was a formidable figure on the stage. And you knew if you couldn't make Moya wink at you, like you ain't had no hope. But if you could make Moya laugh, then you were on a good track.
The spot days.
Yes. And
days.
Most of all, Bible in Bohemian. Yeah. Was
which I took over from. I think Kyra went off by the Bohemian. Kyra, she's married now. I can't remember my Kyra Fraser, formerly Fraser. Mm-hmm. She took, and then I took it over when I came.
So don't mind the filmmaking skills.
Yes, I did start. I did start in theater.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, well, we got to go to a break. And before I go to a break, I have a brief message. So I have to switch into my whole life. I was training to be an announcer on ZNS. Like, that was the epitome. Like, I went to QC, and there was this whole culture of you have to speak proper, right? Mm-hmm. And so Zen. And so my whole life, I realized that I was training to be an announcer and to do the community announcements. So I have a message from BTC for our listening audience. BTC would like to advise customers that we have commenced a disconnection exercise. BTC has easy and convenient ways to pay your bill with My BTC app, online banking, BTC Virtual Store, FastPay, or you can call us at 225-5282. That's 225-5282 to stay connected with BTC.
Good job.
Why, thank you. But something like that, like code switching, is, I imagine, if you want to work at the Division of Cultural Affairs, you have to know how to code switch. You need to understand the cultural space that you're in. You need to understand that language that is most comfortable, not just with like the residents, but with the artisans and the space that they're in. And you got to be able to get in there with them and sort of jam.
Passion. You need to have a passion for
mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so for me, like, I have some family members who are listeners, and every once in a while they say, look here, you know they didn't train you in Bohemian dialect at UC, right? Like, why are you out? And I say, because I have to practice. Yes. I have to try, and I have to engage.
Yes.
And because that is the language of the people. And so even when, I have to say good morning, and Usha Pitts from the U.S. Embassy, even when I have guests like that on, I like to bring in the Bohemian dialect.
Yes, yes.
So we could have fun, you know?
Yes.
Of course, when we're at a meeting and I have on a suit, I remember that I'm a representative of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I bring that out. And I think that's a part of Bahamian culture, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we do easily.
Yes.
And I think that's how our prime ministers is get us. That's how they swing us, because they could cut a waltz,
yes.
and then they could shake a cowbell.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
they step between the sort of two worlds.
Yes.
And that's a deep part of Bahamian culture. So, okay. A Bahamian dialogue that you haven't mentioned yet that I think is going to be the best one of all, How I Grew Up, featuring Mrs. Jacqueline Bow, mm-hmm. who is 103 years old.
Oh, I have a correction on that
okay.
because she corrected me. She's 102, so don't add no extra. Yeah, my Grammy say. Please.
That's your Grammy.
That's yeah. a Grammy. That's a Grammy.
In Grand Bahama.
Dear Grammy, this is the information that I pulled from the Bahamas government website. But me and you, we could go to Brave House right now and tell him get it right.
That was my. That was really my mistake. That was really
okay.
my mistake. But yes, that is tonight. And I'm actually going to take your question about the independence, and I'm going to throw it at them, because I had a list of questions that I have, but I'm going to add that one about the independence. Where were you at independence? But we mm-hmm. have tonight a panel including Miss Bo. We have Mr. Fernley Palmer, Captain Fernley Palmer. I love him.
Yes.
I interviewed him before. He's a really good interview. Very sound mind. We have Minister Laura Clinton. We have Mr. Charles Taylor from Kemp Road. And we have, like, born and bred in Kemp Road. And then we also have Miss Rosemary Clarice Hannah. I'm going to use her full name.
Yes.
And so we're going to be talking to them about all things growing up, schooling, everything. Like, where you born, where your people from, all
mm-hmm.
that. I love to talk to old people about their, you know, that background and that kind of historical. Like how you were talking about, and Miss Sands was talking about, you know, mm-hmm. back in the day and all of that stuff. I love it.
I get the quick. So here's what you need to ask them. What does Domine Livingston Josias the JP mean?
That's a good question. Josias the JP. We had a Josias JP in Fox Hill.
Right, that's where it come from.
Josias Ramming.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and so...
But I've never heard the original. A question? Like, I've never heard that before.
All right, so when you listen to Burma Road, mm-hmm. Ronnie Butler opens Burma Road with Don't Mind Livingston, Josias the JP. Okay. But there's a song called Josias the JP. Oh. And so then I found out that Bagado, who live in Fox Hill, and used to sit on the wall opposite Miriam Roker's house, he wrote the original Josias the JP.
Okay.
Anyway. This is the type of history
we talk about. I'm in a Livingston pod, but I never know you listen to songs and you don't know what they be saying.
Ask them who is Bagado and who have his notebook.
Okay.
We need Bagado.
Text me that. Text me that question. I got to ask the truth.
Because he was a songwriter and a comedian, and I'm sure that, like every community in the Bahamas, there's so much history that's waiting to be captured.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got a text here that says, please don't grill with those Christmas tree wood. It will make you sick.
I was wondering about that. Like, I was wondering if
so listen, we can't turn that into charcoal texter. We
have a charcoal in the I thought it was something you had done before. Because I was like, what kind of flavor would that be?
Well, then look how we have to turn these trees into chairs.
No, but you know they use it for, like, potpourri. You could use it for, like...
Yeah, and the things that we could do with them and turn them into industry and not just be like
they're just a throwaway.
One-time use. Mm-hmm. Okay, where can we find the recordings for the dialogues? And then, yes, ma'am.
The recordings for the dialogues can be found on our Facebook page, the Division of Cultural Affairs Bahamas Facebook page. And once you like and follow the Division of Cultural Affairs, every time we post, you'd be notified.
Right.
And then I want to add that yesterday, we launched the National Anthology of Short Stories.
Yes.
It was a really exciting event. We started the process from January. We invited persons to submit their stories. We had about more than 90 submissions. We had 5 reviewers, and it was shortlisted. We ended up with 38 stories from 32 authors.
Now, listen, I am so glad I didn't know about this because I was going to submit my Chikchani origin story as told to me to this. But I know you have to go.
Yes.
So I don't want to keep you with the story. Where can we buy copies of this?
NAGB, National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. Yes.
And thank you for this copy that I have in my hands. I want the audience to hear about it and see it because I'm tempted to misappropriate it. But it is lovely wrapped, so I can't even take the packaging off of it to read it. This is good.
And there's a gift bag and a complimentary package.
Your kind of thing, but I ain't gonna tell you what kind of thing.
What? I don't like beds. It can't be soap, but...
No. It's a food item.
Ooh, look how they put the Benny cake in small little hair. I guess right. Don't watch nothing. I come in to join you all at my desk, the Cultural Affairs Division. But we will be giving away this beautiful gift set tomorrow as we continue the 12 days of holiday giveaways with Cecil Newry's Guardian Radio AM and On the Clock with Erin Green. I will not keep it for myself. I will definitely add it to the list of things. I'd like to thank you so much for joining us, ma'am.
It was my pleasure.
Tell the audience again who you are and what you do for us.
Portia Sands, Assistant Director of Culture, author and storyteller.
And like everything, we all need a little direction. But most of all, culture is something that needs to be preserved.
And Fox Hill, she forgot to say.
Oh, most definitely.
Madam.
Fox Hill storyteller.
Ah, there you go. There you go. And it's so important for us to tell our stories.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. We got to go to a break. We got to listen to a little junk of new music. And when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about some of the events that are like there's a high school production. There was a mini cook-off, youth edition.
Yes.
And then that was the moment when I got very, very jealous of the young people. The mini Cook-Off Youth Edition. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you guys stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We will be right back.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau, 6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This Yuletide season, start a new Christmas tradition by joining Bahamas Faith Ministries by donating toys, gifts, and school supplies for the Hope for the Holidays Christmas promotion. Hope for the Holidays brings joy and happiness to the faces of children without at least one parent because they're serving time in prison. This Christmas, give hope for the holidays and let the children of incarcerated parents experience a real Christmas. They open presents, eat a meal, and spend time making new Christmas memories. Hope for the Holidays gives incarcerated parents the opportunity to have their kids blessed with gifts and lifelong memories, giving them a newfound joy and motivation to make the necessary changes in their lives to be a positive and supportive role model for their kids. Toys, gifts, and funds for Hope for the Holidays can be donated at the Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center. Hope for the Holidays Christmas promotion, proudly sponsored by Guardian Media.
Show, want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning at 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I have officers from the Division of Cultural Affairs joining me this morning to talk about all of the wonderful things that have happened and that are scheduled to take place during December, which is National Cultural Heritage Month. And I just want to focus again for a short moment on this wonderful gift in my hand, the National Anthology of Short Stories. And what an awesome gift, like, to the nation, mm-hmm. as we approach independence, 50th independence.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what y'all gonna have planned for the 50th mm-hmm. independence. Mm-hmm. First of all, how you gonna fill more things into the month than you did this year. And I've only mentioned a few of them. The mini Cook-Off Youth Edition, the St. George's High School production, Showtime. Mm-hmm. What was that about?
Okay.
Okay, so now this was very interesting because I was brought onto this at the tail end as the host, mm-hmm. okay? And let me tell you, I went there, like, mm-hmm. I could cook a little fire engine. I cook a mean old fire engine now. And so because I know that that's one of the things that they were cooking, like, okay, fine, we could do this. I mean, those kids were so creative in how they made their fire engine because, you know, everybody does it differently.
Yeah.
Some people got add corn in the rice. Some people got add corn in their... corned beef. Mm-hmm. Some people putting cabbage in the corned beef. Carrots. Some people don't believe in that. You know what I'm saying? They want it just plain.
I believe
give
in
me
that.
A little onion and a little sweet mm-hmm. pepper, and that's as far as I want to go with that. Yeah. You're cutting up your herbs, and we were talking about, oh, the difference between, it's not, I mean, is it herbs or is it vegetables? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we ain't calling it vegetables. And so we had three young persons compete against each other in three dishes. The first dish was banana pancakes from scratch. So no Aunt Jemima. Just the plain ingredients, like what how Grammy used to make it back in the day, the banana, the flour, the water, mm-hmm. sugar. Then the second thing was lunch. So it was tuna sandwiches. So tuna salad, they had to make the tuna salad and make it into a sandwich. And then the final thing was fire engine.
Now, listen, I know y'all think this is going to be ridiculous, but did y'all know there's a proper way to make tuna salad? And I'm going to give y'all a hint right now. First of all, you got to press the tuna. Like, you got to get it dry, as dry as possible. Mm. And you got to add your lime before you add the mayo. But you got to add the lime, and you got to let it sit.
So I didn't know that's a proper way, but that's the way I do it.
Proper tuna salad is not a slam bam meal. No. You got to give it time. And so if you ever wondering, why my tuna don't taste like the one in the place where we go that I like so much? Because you got to put the lime in after you press the tuna, it's dry, so it will absorb that lime. And you have to do it before you put the mayo in or it will be soupy. Mm-hmm. It'll be watery.
Yeah.
And see, this is I just want your little children to know these old people are not going to share these things with you. They have to keep you under their control.
But it was really an interesting conversation as well because we had our undersecretary in the house. We also had our DPS in the house. And, you know, we were asking them, how do you make your tuna salad? Some people said they add cream.
Oh.
Okay? I'm not going
to
say.
Now, by people, what you mean? Like...
One person.
Robots, right?
No, it was, I am not going to say who it is. Because
it was
not
an adult?
Do my people like that. I am not going to do it. I am not going to do my ministry. It was somebody from our ministry, and she knows who she is.
Well, their person from your ministry, I can help you out. When I real, real fancy, I'm going to use albacore tuna. The sort of like white flake tuna. Give it a good batch of lime. And then I can take a small piece of ginger. And I'm going to mince it up very, very
ginger.
Right? And then I'm going to definitely onion.
What you mean, fancy.
Salt and pepper, definitely. Red pepper or gold pepper and salt. Lime. And then I'm going to get an apple. Preferably, it'd have to be a sweet, tangy apple. Can't be a regular apple. Gala or Fuji.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to get a nice yellow. Y'all know yellow from Montague Ram, Kong Salad Man. Mm-hmm. You got to put a yellow chop on the apples. Nice thin chop. And then I can get some black sesame seed.
Oh, you're being real fancy.
A sprinkle over the top. Oh, wow. So don't worry about her and her
apple
cream.
In the tuna? Oh,
wow. Now y'all could laugh about me.
You
don't
putting the apple in the tuna?
I can see that.
No.
I can see that.
Yes, that's it.
I can see pickles. I can see pickles in tuna, but not.
That's the white tuna.
It's the albacore tuna you're going to use, which changes the flavor.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't try it.
Sweet and savory.
Yeah.
That's when you have to, you know, sophisticate something dead quick.
Sophisticated.
Yeah, because you gave me $50 and I gave you tuna salad sandwich. I just need you.
You know, like people fix noodles and they throw stuff in it. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. So with the mini cook-off next year, it's got to be the year of the soup pot. 50th Independence Year got to be the year of the soup pot. And I think that we could superhero, like we could fix a small portion of the Bahamas' problems if we begin teaching people how to make soup pot again.
Yeah. Or at least having the conversation. It was something that we did last year with Fast Eddie. You know.
Yeah.
And so Fast Eddie was demonstrating, you know, how he makes his soup and the things he puts in it. And they had a whole program, you know, just based on that. and the soup.
Fast Eddie, look how you're going to rescue the nation. Because young people don't know how to make soup pot.
No.
Right? Unless they train up under the Grammy. Mm-hmm. Right? We can't recreate the flavor. We don't understand that although the pot itself costs a lot of money to put together, what you get out of the pot is almost triple what you put into the pot if you do it correctly. Mm-hmm. And if you know how to store your soup properly, you have soup for days. You have backup soup. And then you got vegan soup. And then you got seafood soup. Then you got safe and type soup. And then you got land soup. And then you got return of the hurricane ham, which is dried punk. The people are bougifying me. But there's so much in culture and so much excitement. And then hopefully Bahamians get to experience how delving into culture helps you find solutions.
Mm-hmm. And especially with the food, our hope is, well, as you can see, we started with the youth. And so we want to take that, you know, we want to have a competition between civil, you know, the civil servants, between our ministers. I think that it's a good initiative. You know, mm-hmm. there's so many things out there that is Bahamian that we can cook. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're kind of, like Ms. Sands was talking about, the intangible, you know, those intangible cultural factors, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. those recipes, we're kind of losing out on.
Right. Yeah. It's not the soup pot. It's the conversations that happen while the soup is cooking. Mm-hmm. Right. It's the story about the ham. Why you always cut the piece of the ham off that it could fit in the pot?
A dumpling.
Right.
Because, why the dumpling flat as opposed mm-hmm. to rolling mm-hmm. it?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. everybody have their way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that way is important. And that way tells a story, and that story needs to be remembered, mm-hmm. you know? And I hope that we can continue to find the resources necessary to make this happen every year, right? This month is the focus, and every other month we carry out those activities in our own lives. Other things on the list, what's coming up? There's the Luther Parade on the 25th of December and the Long Island Parade on the 27th of December. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those are the full-fledged Junkanoo parades.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Those islands, yeah. So we almost have one every day, like one on the 25th, one on the 26th, one on the 27th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's a film fest on the 28th at NAGB.
Yeah.
So what are some of the films being featured?
Well, the film fest is actually like a mini film fair.
Okay.
And so it is a place for filmmakers and persons who like film to come out or persons who are interested in film.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of it too is that I work with some schools as well with film, and we're getting ready to have film as its own component in the National Arts Festival. I always take the time to plug that. So persons who are if you're an adult who's a filmmaker and you have a child, or if you're a person who's interested in film, we want you to, you know, get your creative juices. We're going to have some workshops to help you with that. We want more films in from kids, from children, from mm-hmm. preschool straight up. But the film fest is basically just to highlight some of the things that come under film, because film is very vast and it has a lot of, because even when we did the makeup dialogues, I try to go to most of the dialogues because there's a little bit of storytelling. That's a part of filmmaking. Music, that's a part of filmmaking. Like, all of it, filmmaking encompasses almost mm-hmm. food. Even while you're talking about food, mm-hmm. a cooking show, mm-hmm. that's a filmmaking project.
Like the cooking show that we did. Because really, that mm-hmm. mini cook-off is like a Master Chef.
Show. Yeah.
It was like Master Chef.
So the film fest, we're going to have Miss Therese, and she's going to be as Therese, not as Miss Daisy, as Therese. She'll be doing two acting sessions, mm-hmm. one at 3 and one at 4. Fun acting sessions. So for those of you interested in acting, even at the film, we had our filmmakers dialogue last week, Wednesday, and persons were asking, where can I go to get to learn how to, I think it was speech they were asking about, like mm-hmm. how to do vocal training. Mm-hmm. That comes under acting, do how to project and how to speak properly and that kind of thing.
So hold on, dear young people who are fighting against the Queen's English, right? All you gotta do is act. Just pretend for a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
And you make that paper.
You can try, yeah.
Yeah, secure that bag. And then when you get back on the bus, bus driver, one call collect, please. Yeah, man. Don't be intimidated. And that is, don't be intimidated. by those spaces. Mm-hmm. If you feel like it's not you, don't worry about that. It's called acting.
Absolutely.
And just act your way through it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And acting is a good form of therapy. We work on a project together in school. Like I said, in schools, Therese works with one of our schools, Shore. We were also trying to work with the female version of Four, which is TAPS. Mm-hmm. And where she does acting sessions with the young men, and we're also going to do film with them as well, just as a way for them to have an exposure that this is something you can do, but it's also a way for them to
express, mm-hmm.
to express themselves, mm-hmm. and feel free to kind of, they may be going through something that they don't want to tell you, mm-hmm. but they
can
would
act it out.
They would do it in a skit. So you can come out to the film fest.
You'll call your project Acting Out and Acting Up? That's what y'all call it, acting up. Call it acting up and acting out for the young people.
That's a great
name. Yeah, yeah.
You be coming up with these ideas now. And see, when I teeth it, don't say that bag to say, you know,
you're no, no, right no, 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 I got you.
We can borrow you for about 2 weeks at Culture. We could get some good ideas.
Out. Snacks and refreshments, buddy, I will be there.
Come on, let me tell you something. Our drinks are refreshing and our pizzas are nice. So
okay. We'll be there.
All right.
So listen, some of the things that have happened just before we go, there was the launch and the newspaper proclamation on the 1st of December. And so if you, like, you could get a copy of that still. If you want to, you could get a copy of that. The mini cook-off was on the 2nd. The Cultural Village, you all have to repeat, was in Grand Bahama. They had a virtual village in Grand Bahama. You all need to repeat that at the end of the month as well, the beginning and the end. The Religious Culture Movie Night pop-up at Kwaku Street, and then the E. Clement Bethel newspaper supplement, that's on the 5th, if you want to grab a copy of that. I know some people like to capture those. The Bahamian Dialogues, the National Tree Lighting. Now listen, did y'all find my gifts? I did leave some gifts under the tree. And when I went back for the gifts, they told me, somebody take the whole tree, miss, you worry about some gifts. Anyway, we're glad to see the National Tree up. Now y'all got some tension though, some of y'all got to have to figure out with the Junkanoos, because the Christmas display last year, when we were unable to do Junkanoo,
right,
in the minds and the hearts of Bahamians, that almost rivaled Junkanoo, like nothing could rival Junkanoo,
yeah,
but that came close and Bahamians wanted that.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I can tell you all this, as a child of born in the 70s, at the end of the 70s and the 80s, you remember when they used to put the Christmas tree decorations up on the lamp poles on Wolf Road?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We need that again.
Yes.
The lovely decorations up as you go west through Bahama Boulevard and you go into the west. They are, and whoever put them up, we say thank you. Mm-hmm. There is the display in Pompey Square. I think they moved the sort of Christmas display to Pompey Square.
Yeah.
It ain't big enough.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how we're going to do it. How are we going to blend Junkanoo and that? But I think both of those things, we need to figure out how to keep them as large as they were last year. Mm-hmm. Tourists loved it. Bahamians loved it, walking through. And it's like I said, I'm an anti-imperialist, anti-capitalist, but boy, Bahamians did love that. And yeah. and we got to do it again.
Mm-hmm. But we had to face it, too, that, mm-hmm. you know, those bleachers have to go in that area. That's a hot spot to sit.
Mm-hmm. Now, I could be honest with you. This is a perfect discussion, right? Because that's a dignitary spot. And the dignitaries, they gotta bang the road like everybody else. you know? Like, you got to be a part of Junkanoo, man. I mean, so we appreciate, especially when we have guests to the country, you know, and you want to give them a good seat. Mm-hmm. But I like that tension, and I like recognizing it. Mm-hmm. You know, that there are competing energies for B, competing energies for the attention, and competing cultural energies that don't have to clash.
Yeah.
You know, they just meet and push each other up. Anyway, we are almost all out of time, ladies, so we're going to play the flash round of the game. Are you ready? How Bahamian are you? Game show, happy holiday edition. Homemade gift or store-bought gift?
Starbucks.
I actually like homemade.
No, it depends on who.
Right. It does.
Some of these men, I don't know. I can't.
No, not like that. I meant like, if I like things that come from the heart.
Yeah.
So I like things. It does depend on who makes it and how much thought they put into it. But I do like homemade.
But look here, if you pace a pair of Junkanoo shoes for me, like Junkanoo is a particular, like they only wear their Junkanoo things at Junkanoo. But if you pace me a pair of shoes for Christmas, junketing shoes. I can wear them year round till I can't wear them no more.
Which one?
I would prefer the something made.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I can buy my own stuff. Right. It's kind of like what it is.
Yeah. Okay, now, Junkanoo or Byron Lee and the Dragonairs? Let's see how old y'all are.
Junkanoo.
I don't know Byron Lee at all. Junkanoo.
You been?
Yeah. I only know because I'm a musician.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? But that's a tough one. I got to say Junkanoo.
Yeah. And like if you had to choose.
Yeah.
Because the beautiful thing about Byron Lee is that you could have done both. They shared you at their event so you could roll out to Junkanoo afterwards. Okay. Very controversial question. You ready for this? Pumpkin roll or rum cake?
Oh.
Rum cake.
Ooh. I like pumpkin roll.
But I like rum cake too.
This is very good. Pumpkin roll. When rum did cake. The pumpkin roll first appear in the Bahamian cultural holiday palette? This is what I need to know. I don't know where it came from. I have a cousin, she's making it taste dead good, so I never fight her.
I have a friend who used to do it.
Maybe a Thanksgiving thing.
Thanksgiving probably brought it, and it just
a white, like,
over.
Not,
okay.
Maybe American it's a spin-off of the guava duff, because you know that whole twisting it around.
Very last question, perhaps the most controversial question I've ever asked on my show. Guava duff, or that guava cake they used to sell by Traveler's Rest
guava
with
duff.
The sauce
guava
on it.
Guava duff.
Y'all ever had the cake from by Traveler's Rest?
But I
taste the cake.
You all see the two y'all
the cake
ain't never
too
had
sauce,
it.
Sauce, man.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. The cake.
The cake is sauce.
I think gotta go. My producers say that is sacrilege. He ain't even entertaining that question. Ladies, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for doing the hard work of keeping culture alive. And to you, madam, on the side here. Thank you for making that movie that we all have to go watch, Judge Daisy.
Very funny.
This is for the 3 Score and 10 gang. I know. I hope you put them in heavy manners, Judge Judy, Judge Daisy Court.
Yes. We usually have a show every Boxing Day, but this time we're not going to do it until after all of this. So January, it's called Daisy Hits the Judge, 7th and 28th.
Okay. Producer, knock it up. We got to go. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Aaron.
You guys have a great holiday and keep up the hard work till Christmas over.
Yes.
And then you all could rest.
Yeah.
All right.